You are listening to KDUCK's Web Radio, broadcasting live from Richland College in Dallas, Texas. We are the voice of Richland College. My name is Raymond Thomas Pronk, the presenter of the Pronk Pop Show. Views expressed on this show are my own, unless otherwise stated, and do not reflect the opinion of anyone at KDUCK's, Richland College, or the DCCD. I believe if you listen closely, you can tell that I probably have had a cold, and you'd be absolutely right. I've been having really coughing spells for the last 4 days. I've been taking, cough medicine to try to stop the coughing, as well as Sudafed to stop the runny nose. I thought I was over it until about 10 minutes ago, where I also had a new coughing fit. So I debated whether or not to do today's show. I will do today's show, but I might cut it short for the simple reason it gets rather old, especially if you're listening online, where I don't edit out the coughs. We don't have a cough button. So if I do have a coughing spell, you're going to hear it, which I'll apologize up front for. Today, I want to really cover one item, and I've covered this not too long ago, but I smell a rat. And what am I talking about? It seems that John Boehner was at a fundraising. I think it was out west. I forget exactly where. But it's been reported in the news that several people, and I believe it's been reported in the Wall Street Journal, I believe is the article, I'm 99% sure that's where, that he said he's hell-bent on moving immigration reform legislation this year. Hell-bent. I guess he wants to go to hell. Now, I know why. I'm not surprised by this, because he has been saying conflicting things depending on who the audience is. I believe he says this when he's talking to campaign contributors from large corporations. I suspect that's probably many of the people in the audience were there, and that's why he felt safe to say that. And the reason why I smell a rat is there's two problems. The Republican Party is really divided on this, and to a certain extent the base is too, but that's besides the point. What would comprehensive immigration reform mean to the American people? It would mean they've been sold out by both political parties, because that would mean somewhere in the neighborhood of 30 to 50 million illegal aliens, and that is the technical term for them, illegal aliens, would get citizenship. Not immediately. They would first get legal status, which means they could work in the United States and compete against, in the labor markets, American citizens, native-born American citizens, and I don't mean Indians, I mean people that were born in the United States, you, me, your sons and daughters, your grandsons and granddaughters. It would also mean they would jump ahead of the people that have been waiting many, many years that have gone through the legal process. I don't believe this is right. I don't think this is fair on many, many levels. I think it's a true betrayal of both political parties to the American worker and the millions, tens of millions of unemployed and underemployed Americans today that can't find full-time jobs. This is a wholesale, not only betrayal, but sellout of these people. The majority of these illegal aliens are coming across, not all of them, but most of them, at least half, the U.S.-Mexican border. Most are Mexicans or from Central America, such as Honduras, Guatemala, El Salvador, just to name a few. But that's about half. Another half are people that enter the United States legally on a visa. Usually they fly in or take a ship in, and they overstay their visa. It could be a student visa. It could be a tourist visa. It could be a business visa in the sense they're here to do business in the United States. Now, they don't really disappear into the shadows. They don't disappear in the shadows. What they do is go to work in the United States. And they do that by obtaining documents, fraudulent documents, that represent that they have a legal status to work here when they know they don't. Because if you come here and do not present your papers at the appropriate inspection point, U.S. Customs, border inspection points, usually at airports or along the U.S.-Mexican border, you are breaking the law. First time, it's a misdemeanor. Second time, it is a felony. But that's just the beginning. Then if you really want to work here, you need to come up with papers, documents, and not all of them do. Some, there are a lot of employers that will work off the books. In other words, they'll pay you cash. They're not really interested in your papers. But many other companies, especially larger companies, will insist that you have some form of documentation, and that is where the illegal alien commits a second crime and uses either someone's Social Security number or has some form of document that he isn't the person he says he is, because simply he wasn't born here. He's not a U.S. citizen. He's here to work. And I think you understand that. You can go to any city, and Dallas is just one example of a so-called sanctuary city where hundreds of thousands of illegal aliens over the years have come to Dallas and work, and they're working right on this campus today. But it's not just this campus. It's through the entire community, because Dallas, as well as other major cities such as Los Angeles, Houston, El Paso, you name it, are sanctuary cities. They don't want their police department, when they pull over someone for, let's say, a traffic violation, to ask questions about, are you here legally? Can't ask that. You can ask, show me your driver's license, and it may or may not be a valid Texas driver license or from another other state or other country. Now, what's going on in I need to make a couple of points right up front to more or less set the stage for where this is going and why the American people better wake up again. And so should the people in talk radio better wake up again. Because both the Democratic Party and the Republican Party, especially its leadership, is going to try another and run around the American people and screw them. And I'm disgusted with it. They're trying to do this. They're trying to do this before the November election. And the reason why there's a big push now, there is a fear, and I think a very legitimate fear, that come November, that the House will have more Republicans, as will the Senate, and most likely control of the Senate will go to the Republican Party. And you'll have more people that came out of the Tea Party movement elected. More conservatives, more libertarians, more people that believe in a constitutional republic. And as a result, chances to get comprehensive immigration reform through will be dashed for many years, and it might even get worse. That is the fear. That's why I think you're going to see in the coming months a big push both by the Democratic Party and the leadership of the Republican Party to cut some kind of deal. I think it would be an absolutely suicidal for the Republican Party to cut a deal like this, because they're only committing political suicide. And why do I say that? The number you hear repeatedly said over and over again by Democrats and Republicans, there are 11 million. They don't say illegal aliens. There are 11 million undocumented workers in the United States. We need to bring them out of the shadow and give them a pathway to citizenship, or at least give them legal status so they can work here legally. Isn't that nice? You see, once they're given legal status, they can work and compete against the American people in the labor market. Most of these people are unskilled. They're uneducated and unskilled. Many do not speak a word of English. They can't read, write, or speak English, and many of them can't read, write, and speak their native. They can speak their native language, but they can't read and write it. In other words, these are not highly educated engineers or doctors or scientists or mathematicians. No, you just have to look at the source of the overwhelming majority of these people. Now, the number you hear repeated is 11 million, 11 million, 11 million. And you even hear it from people that oppose what's going on. Ladies and gentlemen, the 11 million number is bogus. It's a myth. It is based on the Pew Research Center. And I'll get into what they're doing. And that's sort of the touchstone of that's supposed to shut people up. No, it doesn't shut me up, because I do a little research. You know, where are they coming up with these numbers and what's going on? And I've said this on a previous show, and I will give you the case for why the number is somewhere between 30 and 40 million. I have absolutely no idea what the true number is, and I don't think anybody does. But there are some estimates that are more realistic than others. But most of them start with the number of apprehensions along the U.S. border. That's sort of the baseline number, and that's important, and that's where I'm going to start, too. There are statistics on that, and I have, for those that are new to the show, you go to pronkpops.wordpress.com. That's pronkpops, pronkpops.wordpress.com. At the very top, you'll have links to the most recent, usually 60 shows. At the very bottom, you'll have links to all my shows. But in between, I give you a lot of information. I'm selective about it. I give you a lot of videos. I give you, in this case, a lot of charts, mainly from the U.S. Border Patrol in terms of apprehensions. So you get an idea how many they've been over the decades. There's statistics going back as far as 1928, and I have a link to that document. It's a PDF, and it sort of drives me nuts because I wish it weren't a PDF. But what I did is I found a chart that shows it has showed southwest border migrant apprehensions. Now, remember, this is just the southwest border. And for many, many years, it's bounced around. But it was over a million, rather consistently over a million, if you look at the 80s through about 2001. Then it gradually declined, which is understandable. Part of what's going on is as the U.S. economy is either booming or contracting, expanding or contracting, the number of people going to the United States for a job has either risen or fallen. So depending on what's happening to the U.S. economy is to a certain extent reflected in the apprehensions. The overwhelming point is, and you can go back and see the numbers. I have the link. I'm trying to spot it out. Yes. Oh, I didn't put it in. I got to go back and do it. It's the United States Border Patrol nationwide illegal alien apprehensions fiscal years 1925 to 2013. This is the source of the statistics. And it's gone over time. It's gone up. But for many, many years, decades in fact, it's been in the range of roughly 900,000 to as high as 1.4 million until recently. But let me back up. We have had now two presidents that have both tried to push for comprehensive immigration reform, namely George W. Bush as well as Barack Obama. And I don't think it's an accident that once George Bush got into the White House, over time, gradually, not abruptly, the apprehensions went down, 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 and down. But not, and that is to some extent to be expected because over time it's gone up and down. But for a 20-year period from roughly 1990 to 2001, it bounced around right around a million if you want to look at the average. Some years much greater than a million, others just a little bit under a million. But starting with the George Bush administration, it gradually declined. And what I mean gradually, it definitely got under a million. Those are just southwest border migrant apprehensions. Now, why is that number significant? If you talk to the supervisors or the agents along the border and ask them, for every one apprehension, how many people get into the United States? In other words, they get across the border, they're not apprehended, and then they go to Dallas or other cities. In other words, they've crossed the border, did not get apprehended in the border area. In other words, they arranged or hitched a ride or walked. Some way, somehow, they got to hundreds of cities across the United States where they're working today. How many out of every one apprehension escaped to a job? Conservatively, the estimates are between 3 and 5. Another way to say that is somewhere between 20% and a little over 30% of the people crossing actually get caught. Now, let me take the years 1990 through 2001, when it was definitely at a million, more than a million. If that's true, then over that 20-year period, somewhere between 3 and 5 million illegal aliens cross the border. Now, the same people that will tell you that that's a conservative estimate will also point out many of these same people return to their country of origin, primarily Mexico, but also Central America and to a lesser extent, South America. So let's keep it simple. Let's keep it real simple. I'll concede that probably a million return, at least a million return. And let's use the lower number, 3 million. And I'm really biasing it here. That means 2 million stayed, 2 million, over that 21-year period. Multiply 21 million by 2. If my math is right, that's 42 million people. 42 million people. That's a lot of people. Most people, including me, would say that's an invasion. And most of it incurred on both Daddy Bush's, George H. Bush, watch, but most of it was when the Democrats were in power, as well as when George Bush was in power. So we have, I think, if my numbers are correct, at least 40 million, at least 40 million illegal aliens that are today living and working in the United States, as are their children. That's a long period of time. I think they had some children during that 20-year period. But that just takes us up to 2001. What has happened in the last 13 years? Yes, ladies and gentlemen, the number of apprehensions have gone down, down, and down. Now they're starting to come up again. But why did they go down, down, and down? Why? You can create policies like they do in sanctuary cities. You don't ask illegal aliens or people that you suspect to be illegal aliens any questions. Are you here legally or not? What I'm saying is not that the U.S. Border Patrol has stopped enforcing the law, but you can make it very clear that you don't rigorously enforce the law. Now, what's happened during that 13-year period? The number of Border Patrol agents actually has gone up, especially since President Obama has been president. And I have those statistics in a chart, and you can see them. You know, just for example, in fiscal year 2000, this is before Bush got in the White House, the number of agents were less than 10,000. They were about ballpark 8,000. Today, it is over 21,000. In other words, it's more than doubled in those 13-year period, more than doubled. And I'm in favor of that, because when you have an invasion of millions of people every year crossing the border, you should have more U.S. Border Patrol agents. But they all have supervisors, and their supervisors have supervisors. Eventually, you get to political appointments. And the word goes out, not to not enforce the law, but don't enforce it vigorously. You know, I call it wink, wink, nod, nod. Now, so as you have an upward trend in number of agents, more than doubling, what have you seen during both the Bush years and the Obama years? The number of apprehensions has gone down, down, and down. To today, they're under 500,000. They're really about under 400,000. And you can look at the statistics. And what's the only thing that's changed? Well, you still have, majority of them are still Mexicans. You have more other than Mexican category. In other words, non-Mexican. And that is primarily, but not entirely, from Central America and South America. And other countries, but those are the biggies. The historical trend has been more agents, significantly more than double, and the apprehensions have gone down. Now, one explanation I heard, well, people are just not coming to the country. That may or may not be the case. But that is not getting to my point. How many illegal aliens are in the United States working illegally? Let's say you grant these numbers. You still should multiply by 2.
You see, you'll have, over that time period, at least another 10 or 11 million. Add that to the 41 million that are already here. You're over 50 million. Yet, what's the number you hear? Oh, it's only 11 million. What did they do? Did they commit suicide? Did they all en masse go back to wherever they came from? Voluntarily? You believe that? No. They found jobs. And their sons and daughters are in their schools. They're in our hospitals. And they're in our welfare office. And they're voting. Ladies and gentlemen, it is not 11 million. And that is the first thing you have to disabuse yourself of. You're being massively lied to in a concerted propaganda campaign to minimize the size and the scope of the illegal immigration problem. And a very important point. So the size of the, I always say, I don't know, but it's probably somewhere on a low, low, low side of 30 million. And it's more than 50 million. It's somewhere in there, or maybe even above. But I'll tell you what, it's not. It's not 11 million. That's the only thing I am sure of. And I'm sure of it because that is the number you hear repeated like an echo chamber by all your major news networks, television and radio, and unfortunately even the people that want illegal immigration stopped. And I emphasize that, and I'll go through it so you understand it's based on how many people actually get into the country and work. Because if you stand on the border and watch the Border Patrol do this, and people have, what happens is, and it's a very good description of this, they'll break through the fence, and then they scatter in every direction. It's like one of these firecrackers, a starburst. They go in every direction. And if the Border Patrol is there, and that's a big if, the Border Patrol is going to apprehend or detain as many people as they can. But for every one they detained, at least 3 to 5, and some had said the real number is close to 7, or maybe even higher, get escape. They don't get apprehended. Because it's usually 2, maybe 4 Border Patrol agents trying to corral a limit, you know, is a few people that they can catch. Others just keep on going and don't stop, even though our Border Patrol agents are armed and they need to be, because drugs are being smuggled as well as people. And you need to remember that. There are people that are being paid big money to smuggle people in, and if they're armed, they could kill, they could assault or kill the Border Patrol agent. So that's what's been going on, and you're being lied to. Now, a second point I need to make, and this really I should have made first. I am in favor of immigration, and so are the majority of the American people. I'm in favor of legal immigration. In other words, we have established procedures for people that want to immigrate to the United States that people can follow, and it usually takes many years. If you can go through the process, eventually you can get citizenship. Now, one thing that you're probably not aware of, most Americans are not aware of this. How many legal immigrants do you think come to this country every year? It's over a million. Over a million. I've said in past shows, and I'll say it here, I think that's entirely too much. Because for most of the United States history, it was under 200,000, and you can look, and those statistics are readily available. It is really just the recent period, since the 80s, that you've had first this illegal flow, and then now more and more legal immigration. What Congress has done is up the number several times.
The American people were not demanding that because these people directly compete with the American people in the labor force. I would tie legal immigration to the unemployment rate. When the unemployment rate is at or below full employment, in other words, it's less than 3%, I would let in a maximum of 500,000 legal immigrants. That's more than twice the historical average. But it's only a fraction, it's less than 20% of what the United States government is doing today. You see, most Americans are simply not aware of that. Because if they were, they would want that number lower too. And that's what they keep quiet about. They don't mention that. What they want to do is pin on me, well, you're against immigrants. No, I'm not. We are a nation of immigrants, and I believe limited control immigration in the United States is good for the country. But we should be very, very selective as to who we allow to immigrate legally into the country. And we can have a debate, a discussion as to those numbers. But I would tie it, again, to the unemployment rate. Now, when you have an unemployment rate that exceeds 6%, which we've had for the entire Obama administration, I would allow only 250,000, which is the historical average in the past. So my range is roughly between 250,000 on the low side, 500,000 on the high side per year. Yes, that is less than the over million people that we allow in today. But if you actually did a survey and asked the American people, how many legal immigrants do you think we should let into the country? You're going to get a range. And I'm not saying my range is right or wrong. What I am saying, we need to fine tune whatever that number is that we're going to allow in to take account of what is happening in the U.S. labor market in terms of how many Americans are unemployed. That's why I would tie it to the Bureau of Labor Statistics U3 unemployment rate. Now, there are other people that are against immigration. I'm not against immigration. I'm for immigration. There are some people that are for legal immigration that say my range is way too high. I think the number or range that I give, I think the overwhelming majority of American people would be for. We're not unreasonable. We encourage immigration, and it's legal. And if you go through that process, welcome to the country. Because that's about how many people that we can truly assimilate. But what's going on? Why is the ruling elite in Washington, both the Democratic Party as well as the Republican Party, to use John Boehner's phrase, hell-bent on passing immigration reform? Why are they hell-bent on doing that? Now, for the Democratic Party, it's fairly easy to see. As a matter of fact, it's so easy to see, you wonder why the Republican Party is considered the stupid party. And I'll tell you why in a minute. It's estimated that if we were to grant amnesty or citizenship or legal status to the illegal aliens that are here in the country today, that once they got citizenship, and that's probably 10 or 15 years from now, I don't think it's going to be overnight. It might not be 10 years, though, but let's assume for a moment it'll be 10 years or more. It's a pathway to citizenship. Don't fall for that. I'm not falling for it, but I'm trying to make a point. Most of these people, because they're coming primarily from Mexico and Central America, will be voting Democratic for the simple reason Mexico, for example, has been a socialist government since their revolution. I think it's the most corrupt country around. And I think it's a failing state. But they will vote Democrats, probably 2 out of 3, 3 out of 4, maybe even 4 out of 5. So if you allow even 10 million in, let's accept for a minute, only a minute, that the 11 million number is right. That would mean at least 2/3 of them, in other words, around 7 million, would be Democratic voters.
if you believe the 11 million number. Assume I'm right, that it's somewhere between 30 million and 50 million, and let's use the middle of that, 40 million. How many Democratic voters is that on the low side? You can do the math. It's about 28 million to 30 million. Why would any Republican in his right mind vote for legislation that would give the opposing party 10 years out, or not, or maybe even sooner, a majority vote? They would be crazy to do it. I'm not saying the Republican Party would not get some of those illegal aliens to vote Republican, but the overwhelming majority will be voting Democrat. That is why the Democratic Party is pushing this. That's why the joke is they're undocumented Democrats. That's what I jokingly instead of illegal aliens, they don't like the term illegal aliens, although legally that's exactly what they are. They're really undocumented Democrats. Why is John Boehner pushing this? Why would any Republican push it? I will tell you, for campaign contributions. It is largely the large corporations in the United States that are pushing this. The U.S. Chamber of Commerce, for example. Now, one thing I'll add, because I'm looking at the time, I'm going to need to wrap up. Some of you have probably heard, well, these are jobs that Americans will not do. Well, that's simply another big lie, because if you look at the industries where you have a large percentage of illegal aliens working, such as your hotels, your restaurants, construction, what do you find? The overwhelming majority of that labor force is U.S. born. Don't fall for the lie that these are jobs that Americans won't perform, because that's another lie. Just like the 11 million was a lie, this is a lie. And I have an excellent article that details that. So I wanted to alert you, there's going to be a move afoot this summer by definitely the Democrats. They have been pushing it and pushing it and pushing it. And apparently, I thought this was going to be tabled to at least after the election, but Boehner raised it again. So I think I smell a rat. They're going to try to push this in the summer when people are on vacation and get it off the table before the election. If they do it, the Republican Party is committing political suicide, because it's not 11 million. Even with 11 million, it would, I would say, irreparably hurt the Republican Party. But when you're talking 30 to 50 million, you can kiss the Republican Party goodbye, and you could kiss America goodbye, because who does this hurt? It hurts the American people that can't find jobs now. So I want you to do your homework on this. I have a lot of statistics that show, for example, what the apprehensions have been, what the border, how many U.S. Border Patrol agents there are, and where they usually cross. The one gentleman I'll salute is Senator Jeff Sessions from Alabama, who's, I think, leading the charge in this. And he knows what's going on. He knows you have large corporate interest cutting deals in the back room with the so-called Gang of Eight to try to push some bill, not only through the Senate, but also through the House of Representatives. And you're going to have congressmen and senators, many of them that you voted for, that will sell out. So you've got to be on the alert. You've got to be paying attention as to what's happening. And so do the talk show hosts out there. Because we've stopped this at least twice. But they keep coming back because it's big bucks involved. And it's power involved. With that, I'll wrap up the show. I'm having a coughing spasm. You have been listening to KDUX Web Radio, broadcasting live from Richland College in Dallas, Texas. We're the voice of Richland College. My name is Raymond Thomas Pronk, the presenter of the Pronk Pop Show. Views expressed on this show are my own, unless otherwise stated, and do not reflect the opinion of anyone at KDUX, Richland College, or the DCCD.